and welcome to Aeromagique. I'm your host, Eric, and I spent last weekend climbing a defunct coal excavator that's larger than the Eiffel Tower. And with me is my amazing co-host, Niels.
Hello, everyone. I'm that guy that finally saw Oppenheimer this week. And today we're talking all about the Disneyland Hotel.
Yes. Oh my gosh, there was so much dialogue in Oppenheimer and they were talking so quickly. I was barely able to follow, but really cool movie.
Yeah. Well, last week when we are recording, there was a digital press conference about the reopening of the five-star Disneyland Hotel where I attended to. And most of the live stream is also available as a rewatch nowadays.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And they did quite a good job in how they presented this whole thing with a lot of pre-recorded.
Yeah. It was kind of like Apple keynote style, right? Yeah. Like that pre-recorded pitch.
Exactly. And then a Q&A afterwards. But it was amazing to see all the immersiveness, the details, and well, the most important thing, we got an opening day.
So finally,
the hotel reopens on January 25, 2024. And that's sooner than I thought.
Yeah, I was thinking spring maybe,
yes,
right?
Me too.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As they announced first quarter of 2024. So yeah, I wasn't expecting the first month then. But that's great news. So the lobby's architectural details draw inspiration from the libraries found in famous French castles, combining high-quality materials to create a harmonious ambience of ivory and gold tones. A monumental chandelier dominates the space, crafted from Bohemian crystal, artfully representing the iconic Sleeping Beauty castle.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. But somehow, I have the feeling that these chandeliers are the main news these days. Just like the Marvel Hotel in the Manhattan restaurant.
That's true. They serve as a design focus point,
yes,
for the space.
Exactly.
It really draws the eye.
Yeah. A luminous ribbon of light extends from the wood and marble mezzanine. It's a nice word. The custom chandelier was created in the Czech Republic, crafted by a glassmaking expert who skillfully combines high-quality Bohemian crystal with 21st century technologies. 15 display cases proudly exhibiting books and parchments that evoke royal Disney stories can be found in the mezzanine.
Aha, yeah. So it's getting a library thing going on.
Yes.
I think the concept art looks really cool. I'm extremely upset about the painting, but more on that later. Other than that, I like the color palette and it's looking really inviting.
Yeah. It's not like a storybook or a comic book. It's really stylish. So that's well done, fitting the five-star public.
Yeah, totally.
Hotel guests can look forward to surprise performances from La Troupe Royale Disney, a duo of comedians who engage in surprising sing-alongs and interactive royal tales. So that's something new.
That's cool. Yeah, I love the idea of having some entertainment in the lobby.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this unique immersive experience is exclusive to the Disneyland Hotel and will occasionally feature character appearances by Cinderella or Rapunzel.
Also really nice to have the princesses
really
there.
Nice.
Yeah. It definitely fits the quote unquote royal theme they're pushing so hard with this hotel redesign.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. The Disneyland Hotel features a total of 487 rooms and suites encompassing 346 superior rooms, so that's the standard rooms for a five-star hotel, 82 deluxe rooms, 41 Castle Club rooms, 16 signature suites, and one princely suite, and also one royal suite.
Ooh.
So those are really unique, the last two. These accommodations have been redesigned to provide hotel guests with new and elegant interiors that blend the tradition of Disney storytelling with modern comforts. Throughout these spaces, hotel guests will find artwork and subtle decor accents, creating an atmosphere that pays homage to the royal Disney stories. Every bathroom within the hotel has been designed to meet high-quality standards, drawing inspiration from Disney animation movies such as Little Mermaid or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hotel guests can indulge in premium bath linens and accessories. Additionally, all rooms are equipped with luxury amenities, while Castle Club rooms and suites offer access to exclusive VIP services and upgraded amenities. The Disneyland Hotel's superior room provides a serene environment characterized by blue and silver color schemes. The rooms showcase exclusive artwork inspired by moments from 11 classic and contemporary Disney animation movies, including Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, again, Cinderella, again, Sleeping Beauty, The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, The Princess and the Frog, Tangled, Frozen, Moana, and even Raya and the Last Dragon.
But that's really cool.
Yeah.
That kind of is like the Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel, where every room is going to, well, not every room, but they're switching out the artwork depending on the room you book. So you never know what you're going to get, which is kind of fun.
I agree. agree. That's well, it's a nice extra touch indeed.
Yeah, another reason to stay multiple times.
Yeah, and back for a different room. Yeah. Design elements and decor details can be found throughout, such as a golden mirror frame reminiscent of Rapunzel's golden hair and an artistic representation of Aladdin's magic lamp skillfully woven into the carpet. After a day at the theme park, hotel guests can unwind in comfortable beds adorned with premium linens while enjoying their favorite television programming on a high-definition TV. High definition?
Not 720p.
Yes. Concealed within a mirror. So that's a little bit like the ones we have at Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel.
I really hope they fix that whole audio issue with the Marvel ones, because those are just so hard to hear. And when you turn up the volume, your neighbor is basically listening with you. So that's just one point where if they added like a tiny slit or something at the top or bottom, I feel like that would really help out that whole thing.
That would probably fix it already. Yeah. Or they should make sure that they have thicker walls so that your neighbors won't hear your TV. Additionally, jewelry box contains all the essentials for making coffee and tea. So it's also a nice...
always good to have.
Magical touch.
Oh yeah, and the rooms are 40.7 square meters in total. So that's okay size. It's just an average hotel room size.
Yeah, and I think that's still the same size as the rooms before. So they stripped everything inside, but the overall structure and layout of the hotel is probably still the same. So then we switch to the deluxe rooms. These are also 40.7 square meters. And the deluxe room offers elevated immersion into the world of the 11 featured Walt Disney Animation Studio stories. To enhance the bedtime ritual, an illuminated animated canopy above the bed accompanies exclusive artworks that depict iconic moments from these Disney stories.
I really like that canopy design element. I think it looks so cozy.
Yes.
In the evenings, it's going to be creating a nice atmosphere.
Yeah. As long as you're able to dim all the other lights.
Yeah, that would be essential.
Yeah. In some hotel rooms, you cannot really dim the lights and then it's still not that cozy. Hotel guests can unwind in a space kept in a pearly and powdery color schemes while enjoying amenities and Disney details. Additionally, hotel guests staying in deluxe rooms will benefit from dedicated check-in and concierge services, as well as exclusive access to the deluxe lounge.
I'm really wondering if that deluxe lounge, if it's going to be offering some free drinks or something, or if it's like a paid upcharge thing, because at the Castle Club, I know drinks are included at least, but probably going to have to pay extra.
That's a good point. Yeah, I would expect something.
Yeah,
something extra, as you're probably paying a lot
extra.
Here
are your peanuts.
Yeah. Here's a peppermint. Okay.
But I do love that in the photos they released, we can see their plenty of outlets by the bed. So many outlets. Really great.
Well, on one side of the bed, I see four, and on the other side, I see six.
Yeah.
Well, it could also be light switches.
Light switches, probably intertwined there, but still.
It looks good. Then we're moving on to the Castle Club at the Disneyland Hotel. So the Castle Club, a unique enclave within the Disneyland Hotel, offers hotel guests an elevated experience with exclusive benefits and personalized services. Situated on the hotel's top two floors, it provides enhanced privacy, including a private elevator and dedicated check-in area, as well as a range of upgraded luxury amenities. Additionally, Castle Club rooms and suites guests can enjoy the Castle Club Lounge, where they can partake in a breakfast experience with Disney princess characters.
That's really cool.
That's really a big plus for those rooms.
It's very similar to the Castle Club experience that was there before. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more about that, check out our previous episode where I talked about staying in the Castle Club, which is our, I think, VIP Castle Club experience. Mm-hmm. But the private elevator, that was one of my favorite things ever, because you got like the special chip card back then, and that would work maybe 50% of the time. Yeah. So you're standing in that elevator like, whoop, 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 whoop. Is it working? Is it not working? But you felt so bougie when it rose down to the ground floor and it opened up and you're basically just standing directly in front of the gate.
Yeah, that's so really nice. Yeah, it would have been even more magical if you were on the other side of the...
Yes, that's true.
Of the ticket checks.
Yeah. But it was also really nice in the evenings when there's this massive crowd of people. Everybody's coming back to their hotel and you're the only one to use your little private elevator there, because everybody else has to walk all the way around to enter the lobby.
Yeah, true. So. Yeah, saving a lot of time, especially when your feet are tired.
Oh, yeah, totally. It was just, yeah, money well spent in that case. Like,
really cool. Moving on to the Castle Club rooms, 41 in total, and they're up to 42 square meters. Castle Club rooms offer guests an opportunity to immerse themselves in the world of Disney's 11 featured royal stories. These rooms feature an enchanting bedtime ritual experience, along with elegant and regal decor. Guests staying in the Castle Club rooms also have exclusive access to the Castle Club.
They're not much larger than the regular rooms. 2 square meters larger, almost. Yeah. It's really more about getting to use that special elevator, getting that extra privacy, and of course that wonderful breakfast experience.
Yeah. Then we have the signature suites, the Princely Suite and the Royal Suite.
Ooh.
So in total, there are 16 signature suites, 1 Princely Suite and 1 Royal Suite. The signature suites, Princely Suite and Royal Suite, part of the Castle Club offerings, provide the pinnacle of luxury and immersion within the Disneyland Hotel. These suites feature unique design elements inspired by the Disney Royal Classics, ensuring that guests are transported into these beloved stories throughout their stay. The suites offer deluxe amenities including walk-in closets and spa bathtubs. Yeah, and then there is a really, really nice picture of Cinderella's room.
Yeah.
It looks amazing with that dress in the corner.
Gorgeous.
Really nice artwork above the bed.
This is just a level of theming that I'd previously only seen at the Efteling Hotel suites.
Yes.
So this is just beyond what Disney does normally for a suite.
Yeah. So the Sleeping Beauty signature suites, there are 3 and they're up to 90 square meters. So
nice.
Now we're
got
talking
some space.
Meters.
Yeah.
Yeah. These suites transport hotel guests to a medieval setting with stone walls, columns, arches, and red and blue color schemes. Decorative elements from Walt Disney Animation Studios' classic Sleeping Beauty are incorporated into the suite's design, evoking Aurora's world. Yeah, that's also a really, really nice room.
Yeah, very pretty.
You can see the glass slipper displayed in one of the corners. And yeah, it's another royal bed design with matching artwork. Yeah, really, really, really nice. And
so lovely.
A bit warmer tones than some of the other rooms, maybe.
Yeah, it has magenta pink, pastels. So lovely. Yeah.
But the walls are quite white, so...
Yeah, got that clean silver white palette.
Yeah, not too white indeed. Yeah. Stylish white.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
And then we have the Cinderella Signature Suites. There are 3 as well, also up to 90 square meters. And these are inspired by Cinderella's home. These suites are kept in soft pink and blue colors. The suite is adorned with references to Cinderella's story and include details like her glass slipper. It even illuminates.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you even have stone details in the wall. You have a bed canopy that just resembles this gothic, beautifully carved wooden piece. Like you mentioned, the dress that apparently glows.
Yeah, it can change color from... Is it pink and blue that she's wearing in the movie? So it's changing between those colors, I understood.
So cool, yeah.
Then we come to Rapunzel Signature Suites. There are 4 and they're up to 60 square meters. The cozy suites draw inspiration from Rapunzel's world with wooden elements and warm purple color palettes, of course. Unique elements from Rapunzel's story, such as the sundrop flower, are brought to life.
Yeah, we can see just in the corner of the photograph they released here, there's this hand-painted detail that's on the closet, which just shows Rapunzel with her long hair, and it looks so adorable. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of this color palette, but I think it has a lot of really nice details.
Yeah, I agree. Looks really royal as well with that window with, how do you say that? All those small...
It's not stained glass, but it's this hazy glass, so you can't see through it. And it has a lot of circular elements.
Exactly.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a sister of stained glass.
Let's describe it that way. Then over to the Frozen Signature Suites. There are 3 and they're up to 90 square meters. The warmth of Scandinavian interiors meets motifs from Arendelle in these suites. The suite's highlight is a mantel piece featuring Anna and Elsa.
Yeah, really nice. Very geometric.
Yeah.
Just clear lines. The other ones were all very organic and featured lots of curves. And this one's just super geometric. Lots of angles.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of a snowflake, right? Which is also geometric in shape.
Maybe that was their inspiration indeed.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And then in the corner, you have a beautiful stained glass snowflake piece, which
it's really nice.
Will look lovely in the evenings. I'm assuming it's going to be illuminated.
I hope so. Yeah, otherwise you won't see it anymore at night. Then the Beauty and the Beast Signature Suite 3. Up to 19 square meters. Hotel guests can look forward to baroque decor, A display of books and appearances by Belle's enchanted friend. The mystical enchanted rose illuminates the space.
Yeah, gorgeous. Beautiful.
Over to the princely suite, 116 square meters. The princely suite offers live action retelling of Beauty and the Beast, featuring Baroque decor and various details throughout the spacious residence.
Okay, this is everything I've ever wanted from a Disney hotel in Paris. It's got that Baroque Versailles extra design elements.
It's typically French.
Yeah, it's just authentically French. You can also see the living room from the princely suite, which is just... If you would have shown me this picture and said this is Versailles, I would have just believed you, because there's so many golden elements, golden candelabras. It's so detailed. All the walls are just highly ornate. Absolutely beautiful. It's something that the Disneyland Hotel didn't have before, and it's just really elevated it.
Yeah, I agree. And then the biggest one, the Royal Suite, themed after Frozen, and it's 206 square meters.
Wow.
So that's...
Also, I have a quick story here. Shout out to our friends over at the Dedicated to DLP podcast, because they figured out that it was a French comma. I also totally was misreading the press release, because it was like 1,206 square meters, but it was
like
referring to the
one suite.
Yeah, there was no space. It was all written together. So I was also like, where are they getting all these square meters from? 1,206 square meters? Like, where is this coming from? But yeah, no, so it's 206. Yes.
It was an issue in the communications.
Thank you guys for figuring that out.
Yeah, so, but still, 206 square meters is quite a lot. The Royal Suite transports guests to Queen Elsa's Ice Palace with an array of rooms, including a bedroom, living room, bathroom, kitchen, and dining room. The suite is adorned with ice magic, silver and blue decor, and a balcony overlooking Disneyland Park with a view of Sleeping Beauty Castle. Yeah, how cool is that?
Oh, so cool. This is just a dream come true if you get to stay here.
Yes.
There's not going to be many park guests who can brag with having stayed at the Frozen Royal Suite.
No.
What a monster of a suite. Wow.
It's amazing. This is more cool.
The color palette, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I read a lot of people saying on social media that it was a bit too modern, a bit too cool, maybe.
There is a lot of empty space here.
Yes,
I'm not gonna lie. So before, it definitely felt warmer because you had mahogany, and they did switch that up quite a bit.
And you can see the piano in the corner, so that's also a really nice touch.
Totally. I mean, it looks fabulous. It's just, you have to be into that style. It might not be for everybody.
Exactly.
These glass columns with the little tiny glass bubbles inside.
Yeah.
These always give me like Chinese restaurant vibes, because there's one here in Dresden that has exactly those.
But then they have fish in it, right? Or
No. It's just literally they have these like decorative glass columns with like bubbles in them. And they use them also like as lighted accent features in the restaurant's design. But so I saw those, and the first thing I thought was like, oh, Chinese restaurant.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, well, maybe they serve Chinese. I'm not sure.
Room service. No, I love the little snowflake design elements they integrated here and there.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that the mirror above the fireplace is also a television.
Yes, I think so too.
In this month's Patreon exclusive show, we're continuing our in-depth exploration of Space Mountain at Disneyland Paris. That's right. In part 3 of our series, we'll share even more obscure fun facts, insider knowledge, and so much more. You can support this show and get access to this exclusive episode, as well as all of our other fabulous Patreon exclusive shows, over on patreon.com/airmagique. And it all starts at just €2. Stick around to the end of the show for a preview of that Patreon exclusive show. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much. You're making all this possible. Well, that's all the rooms. The Disneyland Hotel offers a range of experiences for its young guests, which includes a dedicated arrival experience and various special offerings during their stay. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
They're also more focused on the younger visitors. So we have the Royal Kids Club. Children have the opportunity to immerse themselves in their favorite Disney royal stories at the Royal Kids Club. Resembling a magical library, cast members provide interactive and augmented reality experiences in the club. Additionally, young guests and their families can book a Disney Royal Encounter to meet Disney princesses like Snow White, Jasmine, or Ariel in an intimate setting. So that's also a big plus. No more waiting for the Princess Pavilion.
Nice.
Disneyland Hotel provides a free nursery service for children aged 4 to 11, supervised by certified cast members, giving parents peace of mind for up to 2 hours. So I guess that's to have dinner or something like that.
Yeah. It's not really enough to do anything else. Yeah.
Have a luxury dinner and then give the kids just some snacks. Personalized styling. My royal dream offers styling services for young guests, transforming them into princesses or princes through makeup, hair, nails, costumes, and accessories. Different packages are available for children and adults, with costumes reserved for those aged 3 to 14. The experience concludes with a professional portrait session.
Yeah, this is our version of the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, basically.
Exactly. And we already had something like that in the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah.
But I guess this will be the more enhanced version. Then over to the food and beverages. Disneyland Hotel will offer specially tailored dining experiences for children at the Royal Banquet and La Table de Lumière restaurants. These menus feature French traditional dishes with a Disney character twist. The Fleur de Lis bar serves mocktails, juices, soft drinks, and snacks. So that's the new Fantasia bar.
Yeah, I hope they return with the live music. I really enjoy that aspect.
Oh, yeah. That was really
it
nice.
It felt so elevated and relaxing. So yeah, I hope they bring that back.
Usually piano music, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. When Disneyland Hotel reopens on January 25, 2024, a special premium meal plan will be exclusively offered to hotel guests. So yeah.
I'm guessing that will include Walt in the park and maybe the Auberge,
maybe
perhaps Captain Jack's, those more elevated table service restaurants,
or maybe even Manhattan and the New York Hotel.
True. Yeah, although if you can use it for the hotel restaurants, I definitely say do that, because they are pricey. It's €100 for the buffet restaurant, which was the what Niels mentioned here, the Royal Banquet, and €120 per person for La Table de Lumière, which features a multiple course menu. So I would save those meal plans for those dining experiences.
Yeah, and I believe the princesses will also visit you during your dinner at the €120 option. And I think Mickey and Minnie or other classic characters will meet you at the banquet.
Yeah, that's cool. That's nice.
So characters are always included.
Yeah, that's really appreciated.
For dinner, at least.
If you want to save a little bit of money and you still want the characters, I would recommend Plaza Gardens, which is way less, and you get a really great buffet, and you also get characters.
But the outfits of the characters will be unique to Disneyland Hotel. So,
oh, that's true. That's true.
You're
good
a
point.
Character freak.
Yeah, you gotta catch them all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then over to the spa. The Disneyland Hotel Spa by Clarence and the pool cater to young guests as well as adults. Children can enjoy the kid-friendly pool, paddling pool, and spa treatments with products from Nougatine.
I guess
Nougatine
so. Paris. Yeah, no idea. Yeah.
Well, I'm not an expert on this. At the Disneyland Hotel Spa by Clarence, again by Clarence, so I guess that's the partner. As part of a comprehensive transformation, Disneyland Hotel has redesigned all its restaurants, bar, and lounges to incorporate elements from various Disney animation royal stories, drawing inspiration from the storytelling present throughout the hotel. These spaces aim to provide a distinct gourmet dining experience with influences from French culinary traditions and the creative spirits synonymous with Disney. Yeah, so it will be a mix and, of course, a lot of nicely themed desserts, I guess.
Yeah, the desserts, the preview images we got already looked really cute.
Yeah. Then there's a whole piece of text released about the Royal Banquet Buffet restaurant, which is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner. And as Eric just mentioned, €100 per adult. Taking inspiration from the grand reception rooms typically found in castles, the Royal Banquet offers guests the opportunity to dine in an environment adorned with paintings depicting various Disney royal families, including King Triton and his seven daughters from The Little Mermaid, the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, Prince John from Robin Hood, and Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove. So these are quite interesting choices, I think.
Yeah, it's a diverse group of characters that they're featuring here.
Yeah, and not the standard ones, like Prince John or Kronk. Yeah, that's not the characters that probably everyone knows.
I am a little sad that they removed all of those gorgeous props that Inventions featured. I know they don't really fit the new theme too well, but this new design principle that they're using here is really shifting the focus to art. So it's a lot of more flat design elements that are in focus here. And I do wish they'd do a little bit more with props here and there. I love how they're doing it in the suites with the slipper and the rose. But I do wish in the restaurant that they'd also do a little bit more prop-focused design,
yeah,
at least in the Royal Banquet Buffet restaurant.
Yeah, I agree. So the menu features dishes influenced by diverse cultures that have inspired beloved Disney stories, such as spicy Cajun shrimp dish paying tribute to Tiana's native Louisiana.
Nice.
Additionally, for those with hearty appetites, there's an oyster and seafood bar as well as a meat carving station offering premium products.
They better be for that price.
Yeah, I hope so. Young guests will also have a variety of dedicated options, including a personalized dessert that they can customize. To add to the experience, the Royal Banquet offers the opportunity to meet and dine with Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and their friends during lunch and dinner, all dressed in exclusive regal attire. These special attendees have been invited to join a festive banquet celebrating royal families from various lands, creating memorable moments for guests through photos and interactive experiences.
I guess by interactive experiences, they're just going to like do their regular character thing where they react to you
the
a little bit.
Interaction with the characters, yeah, yes, I guess so. Yeah, taking a picture, maybe the autograph or a little talk or whatever.
I'd be surprised if anything else happens. They phrased it really nicely, but
yeah.
I think it's basically going to be the regular meet and greet.
Exactly.
I do love the outfits. They look super cute.
Yeah.
Mickey's got these lovely shiny purple shoes and Minnie's wearing a gorgeous pastel plum dress, which really suits her. So it's like they're doing cosplay a little bit. They look really nice.
Yeah, cosplay characters. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, over to the fine dining at La Table de Lumière, table service restaurant. Only open for dinner, and it's 120 euros per adult and 60 for kids. La Table de Lumière offers dinner in a space that pays homage to the Beauty and the Beast ballroom scene, itself inspired by the Hall of Mirrors in the Versailles Castle. The atmosphere is adorned with elegant mirrors and crystal elements, creating a refined setting complemented by distinguished tableware featuring rose motifs, of course, and napkin rings inspired by thorns. The menu highlights French fine dining with an emphasis on local gourmet ingredients such as roses from the Provence, and it includes seafood options like locally sourced sole and European lobster served with white cabbage and Meaux mustard remoulade.
Well, that all sounds really fancy, and I do appreciate that in this restaurant, at least, they didn't use paintings as the featured design element. There is a sculpture there with Beauty and the Beast dancing, as well as a gorgeous chandelier.
Yeah, chandelier again.
And each table has its own little rose. How adorable is that?
Yeah, so keep it safe. Guests seeking high-quality meat dishes can enjoy offerings from the open rotisserie, while those with different preferences will find a range of plant-based choices, including a delicate mushroom velouté?
Yeah, I guess so. Velout? I have no idea what that is, velouté? But it sounds nice.
No. With sourdough bread croutons and roasted hazelnuts served with pepper-spiked Isigny cream. So that's the cream from the town where the Disney family originally came from.
So cool.
A famous French dairy product as a nod to Walt Disney's ancestors in Normandy.
Isn't it also available at Walt's in the park?
Yes. I know that they have the butter for the, to complement the bread, but indeed, I think you're right. They have the sauce as well.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. Additionally, the menu features a dish with quinoa and broad beans, vegetable juice with red peppers, and pomegranate seeds. So that also sounds really nice.
That does sound very vegan friendly.
Yep. A diverse selection of wine and champagne is available, of course. And for dessert, guests can conclude their dining experience with treats inspired by Disney's royal stories, including a celebration cake featuring Belle's iconic rose for special occasions. At Table de Lumière, guests have the opportunity to enjoy their meal alongside royal Disney couples such as Belle and her prince Aurora and Philippe or Tiana and Naveen, all dressed in exclusive regal attire. This setting allows for interaction and creates an unforgettable dining experience.
Yeah, that's really fun. I think it's great that we also get Tiana, which we don't see too much of in the parks, as well as Naveen. Nope. I'm really excited to see them.
That's nice to see them together. And we also get to see Belle with her prince. Usually it's just Belle, so that's also nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I wonder if he'll be in his beast form or in his princely form.
think in the prince form. Yeah, but well, I think we have Belle and her prince already in the parade.
That's true. Yeah, he does appear there.
And we already have the Beast in Mickey and the Magician. So they definitely have both outfits.
I mean, I don't know. The prince in his Beast form is just my favorite version of the prince. Like, he didn't need to turn back into a man for me at the end of that movie. I would have been disappointed if I was Belle. I would have been like, what happened to all your gorgeous hair? Yeah. Those teeth, those arms. Hey, daddy. Oh, my gosh. And they're all gone.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, then we go to the bar, the Fleur de Lys bar, and it's open all day. Well, I'm not sure if you want to have any wine in the morning, but...
a little vino for breakfast.
The bar offers a view of Fantasia Gardens in a themed setting adorned with fleur-de-lis. That's a French royal symbol, elements in shades of blue and silver. The menu features flower-themed signature cocktails and a wide selection of quality wines. Additionally, guests have the option to purchase exclusive premium afternoon tea snack offerings, champagne experience featuring premium products, and the exclusive Disneyland Hotel Cuvée produced by Maison Pierre Mignon, a family-owned champagne producer with five generations of history near Épernay. Which is a place in France, of course. Nice. Just outside the bar, guests can admire the central rotunda, which provides access to all hotel wings and restaurants. This elegant lounge area features blue decor with fleur-de-lis detailing, a dramatic cathedral ceiling, mirrored walls, and a central banquet designed in the shape of a royal crown.
Nice.
The design collaboration for the space involved a French family-owned business with expertise in fittings and joinery since 1877, which also contributed to the design of various hotel features, including the lobby, libraries, and the Royal Kids Club.
I mean, what a heritage. Imagine having a business this historical. Wow.
It's, yeah.
Really born into that trade. Hope you like it.
Yeah, indeed. Then there are also two lounges for breakfast and afternoon snacking and all-day drinks. The deluxe lounge is designated for guests staying in deluxe rooms, providing a view of Fantasia Gardens buffet, breakfast, and offering complimentary sweet and savory snacks in a peaceful setting.
Nice.
The Castle Club lounge, reserved for guests in the Castle Club rooms, and the suites boasts a view of Sleeping Beauty Castle. Its decor is influenced by various Disney castle interiors and feature elegant engravings crafted by the Walt Disney Imagineering Paris teams using traditional methods. The lounge serves a gourmet breakfast buffet and provides an a la carte menu. Additionally, it offers complimentary tea time with a selection of hot and cold beverages, along with sweet and savory snacks, all served on tableware especially designed by Maison Havila, a manufacturer specializing in Limoges porcelain, established in 1842.
Sounds very fancy.
Yeah. This tableware blends modernism and creativity and is artistically decorated by skilled craftsmen. Each morning at breakfast, guests have the opportunity to meet Disney princess characters such as Aurora, Rapunzel, Merida, Cinderella, or Moana. So again, a lot of chances to meet the princesses.
Love the diverse selection. Also love the inclusion of Moana. That's so cool. Yep. I don't think I've ever gotten to meet her, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, we were able to meet her in the studio park when the movie was just released.
Ah, okay, so she was there for a limited time.
Nice.
Yep. Okay, but when we compare the two lounges, I mean, honestly, the Castle Club kicks the regular's ass. I mean, the regular looks just, it's cute, but it's very simple. Could be maybe an airport lounge, honestly. There's no real, like, anything that draws the eye. I guess the view of Fantasia Gardens will really
Be the highlight.
Yeah, will be the highlight of that. But with the Castle Club, you have these ornate railings, gorgeous mirror elements that appear to light up slightly of Le Chateau, and it's a whole nother level. Of course, you're paying a whole nother price, but
exactly. But you can definitely tell that this is the better one.
Yeah, totally. And the view of Le Chateau, which is always a big plus.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So then there's also Royal Room Service 24/7. The Disneyland Hotel offers extensive premium room service options as part of the overall guest experience. Guests can select from a diverse range of premium dining and beverage choices, as well as enjoy pastries and fresh fruits.
Really glad they're offering it. It's quite expensive if we're going by the prices of Hotel New York. it's great to have if you really just want to splurge.
Yeah, that's true. And if you're a VIP, well, then you can afford it, right?
Totally. If money's not that big of an issue, get the comfort of it, which is fun.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So Disneyland Hotel guests will have access to personalized services complemented by established Disney Hotel benefits, including early access to the Disney parks, the extra magic time, 27,777.
So exact.
Yeah, did that on purpose. Costume pieces have been developed for Disneyland Hotel cast members, with some of them involving notable work by Doutel, a Lyon-based company specializing in jacquard fabric.
Nice, yeah.
Which looks really royal, by the way.
It just looked like a really nice, heavy, thick, beautiful fabric with a really tight thread count. Yeah, it's super smooth.
Must be heavy, yeah. So Disneyland Hotel cast members will have access to a range of up to 13 new exclusive training courses, which have been developed in collaboration with experts from the luxury hotel industry. Disneyland Hotel cast members have been carefully selected from various locations within the resort and beyond. As part of the effort to enhance the resort's tradition of storytelling, the storykeepers, comprised of two cast members, will guide visitors on tours to uncover hidden details and unique features of the hotel. So that's really nice as an extra. And additionally, a royal greeter will welcome guests upon arrival, and a concierge is also on hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really something extra that we don't see in any other Disney hotel at Disneyland Paris.
Totally. I just remember back when I stayed there, the service was on another level. So these cast members at the Disneyland Hotel really are quite special. And I'm looking forward to seeing them in their new outfits. Yeah. They look really cute.
Absolutely, yeah. And they don't just hire anyone for this hotel, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all held in this beautiful red, maroon, gold palette, which just looks very fancy. Also, I love the greeter uniforms. You can kind of see in the concept art, they're all wearing these top hats. Super cute.
Yeah. So then we have the Crystal Pool and the Health Club. Hotel guests can enjoy beauty treatments at the Disneyland Hotel Spa by Clarence, a brand known for its French expertise, owned over 70 years in their beauty institutes. Trained beauty therapists operate in 4 double treatment rooms, including one designed for enhanced accessibility.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I appreciate that. You don't really hear about that in spas too much. No. So I think that's awesome.
And that's probably why they mention it in the press release.
Yeah, totally.
They offer a range of classic and signature treatments, as well as manicures and pedicures, blow dry services, and quick makeup applications. These services can be enjoyed individually or with a partner or children. Guests are also welcome to enjoy the Crystal Pool, which includes a main pool, a children's paddling pool, and a hot tub. Swimmers can take a leisurely swim beneath the glass and metal roof, reminiscent of the Laeken Royal Greenhouses in Brussels, before relaxing on the outdoor sun deck. So that's really nice that they also have the sun deck, I think.
Totally.
The health club offers modern fitness equipment from the leading sports equipment brand Techno Gym, open 24/7. This space also provides a wellness program in partnership with the wellness technology company Three Sages.
Don't know anything about them, but cool to have.
Yep. And it's a lot of partnerships in this hotel to make sure probably that they have the best quality.
Yeah, or got some stuff for free.
Yeah, maybe. A digital entertainment system is available for guests to access yoga and mindfulness practices, allowing them to unwind and reset after a day of activities in the parks.
Oh, nice. So you have like a virtual personal trainer with you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly.
Okay, also the pool is drop-dead gorgeous. It's kind of similar to what it was like before. I think they just redid all the tile work, but you still have that Victorian aesthetic. It's absolutely gorgeous. It looks super inviting. Didn't get to check it out on my last visit, so I kind of don't know if it's a fantastic pool or not, but it looks super chic.
Next time.
Next time, yeah.
So over to the Disneyland Hotel merchandise. In a setting reminiscent of illuminated manuscripts and ancient books commonly found in the castle libraries, the Royal Collection Boutique has undergone a complete redesign, featuring a color palette dominated by golden tones. Subtle references have been integrated into the store's design, including Disney princess emblems discreetly painted on medallions. Here, guests have the opportunity to discover a variety of exclusive Disneyland Hotel products. The offering range from items that celebrate the hotel's most iconic elements, such as the Mickey Mouse clock, the renowned hotel facade, a mirror inspired by Rapunzel, to tableware, a Mickey plush toy in royal attire, or the Disneyland Hotel's fragrance.
Oh, I'm so really excited for the fragrance.
What that will be.
Yeah, I guess I'll change it up. It won't be the same
one. The previous one was really good,
right?
Yeah,
the previous one was super nice. It was very calming.
No, I don't think they will use the same one indeed.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get a new one, but I'm really excited that they're doing all these collections, not just for the Disneyland Hotel, but that each hotel is getting its own hotel merch collection, which is really nice.
Yeah, as New York has its own fragrance, Newport has. I'm not sure about the Sequoia, Santa Fe, and Cheyenne hotels.
I don't think so. We were just at the Sequoia and we didn't see a fragrance there. So
no, so it's just for the 4 or 5 star hotels then.
Yeah, no. It'd be really nice to have at least at the Sequoia something pine scented.
Like
I can imagine
nice.
Doing something nice there. But yeah, the fragrances are fabulous. I love the Hotel New York fragrance that I picked up. I've been using it in our apartment, so it definitely smells like the New York.
Nice. Since it's in inauguration alongside Disneyland Paris in 1992, the Disneyland Hotel has been an iconic presence overlooking the entrance to the park, offering an elegant Victorian facade. Situated right at the entrance of Disneyland Park, the hotel provides stunning views of Sleeping Beauty Castle and Fantasia Gardens and easy park access.
Yes.
And the reservations are now open.
And they're expensive. I think it starts off at €850 in the off season at the moment. So during the week for just a standard room.
Correct.
And it can go all the way up to $11,000 for that wonderful frozen suite per night. Mm-hmm. So tickets are currently also included in all of the bookings. So if you're an annual pass holder, I guess you'll just have 2 extra tickets on hand that you can use instead of your annual pass. But
I think so. But overall, I'm pretty excited about what's happening here. And they're really trying to make this hotel experience next level compared to the other hotels as well. More theming, more extras. So
I agree.
Yeah, let's see how it works out in real life.
It's elevated the hotel in several ways. Mm-hmm. It's been needing a refurbishment. Of course, there are some elements that we'll miss from the original, like Frank Armitage's painting that was hanging above the fireplace that depicted
Main Street
USA. Yeah, we need to put that somewhere else, please, Disney. Don't just archive that. No. It really deserves to be seen, perhaps on Walt, perhaps in one of the shops on Main Street. It needs to be present.
City Hall or...
Somewhere. Yeah, just somewhere, please.
Somewhere in Main Street.
But I'm really excited for the hotel to open, and I can't wait to see everything finished and finalized inside. It's going to be a real highlight.
Yeah, I agree.
So before we go, I wanted to quickly mention that during the G23 conference, Disney announced that Star Tours is getting a new destination based on the Disney Plus series Ahsoka. So it's going to be arriving next spring, which is really exciting.
Yeah,
so that was like,
nice.
I think, the biggest news for Paris. But you know, it's something.
Yeah, other than that, it was just, telling us what we already knew, Frozen Land.
Yeah.
We saw some new cool stuff from the Frozen Land.
That's true.
Construction sites. Of course, they were mentioning the Disneyland Hotel. But overall, Star Tours is the most...
exciting news, yeah.
Exciting news for the short term. I'm happy that they still invest in this while, let's say, older attraction.
Totally. It's something that's not easily updated, but it's updatable.
Yes.
Let's say that. It's updatable and they can add new destinations. And I'm still really excited every time we go to the parks to see, where are we going to go this time?
Yeah, me too.
It's one attraction that we re-ride multiple times every single day.
Yeah.
It's just so fresh because you get all these different places and I'm really looking forward to new destinations. If it's up to me, they can just keep on adding destinations.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Niels, where can people find you?
People can nowadays find me at Niels Capturing Parks on Instagram. As I had to change my account name from Capturing Disney Parks to Niels Capturing Parks. As a lot of accounts that carry a brand name like Disney or Apple seem to get in trouble these days. So I thought,
dumb in my opinion, but okay.
Better safe than sorry. So
No,
I changed
totally
my name
right.
And now I'm Niels Capturing Parks. So be sure to check out my account. And for all my other activities, visit CapturingDisneyParks.com. So that's still the old URL.
If you just found us, be sure to subscribe to Aeromagique on your favorite podcast platform to never miss a future episode. Also follow Aeromagique on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and check out our website aeromagique.net for all the latest Disneyland Paris news and European theme park news. Please consider supporting the show on patreon.com/aeromagique. You get access to a completely new exclusive episode every single month, and it really helps out a lot and keeps the show running. Before we go, we did want to thank some of our patrons, and you can also get in a shout out at the Sequoia tier. So thank you to Simon, JB, Cray, Andy, Jen OB, Jordan, and Jerry.
Thank you very much, guys.
Stay safe and have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. other than that, Tom Sherman, who's an absolute icon and was one of the experts of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and everything related to the Nautilus and design, I just wanted to give a shout out to him. He sadly passed away in 1995. But if you Google online Tom Sherman apartment, this guy was the biggest fan. So cool. He turned his entire apartment into a real life Nautilus. So basically the attraction we have at Disneyland Paris, wow. That's what he turned his apartment into. He even boarded up his windows so it would be like a real submarine. And he did it all in secret so the landlady didn't know what he was up to. So he made sure to always pay his rent on time.
Really nice. Yeah.
I love that devotion. That is so cool.
That was just a short preview of the full-length Patreon-exclusive show. You can get instant access to this episode, as well as Disneyland Paris Hacks 2.0, Disneyland Paris on a Budget, and the Discoveryland Deep Dive, along with all of our other fabulous Patreon-exclusive episodes now on patreon.com/airmagique. See you there!